AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An area around the U.S. Capitol has been evacuated. There is a report of a possible explosive device in a pickup truck outside the Library of Congress. Sources tell the AP investigators on the scene are working to determine whether the device is an operable explosive or whether the man in the truck is holding a detonator. Police are sending snipers to the scene. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says so far about 7,000 people have been evacuated from the Kabul airport in Afghanistan.
We haven't seen any hostile interactions between the Taliban and our people, and we haven't seen them impede or harass or obstruct the movement of American citizens from the environs into the airport.
Meantime, there are protests for a second day in Afghanistan. People are waving the Afghan flag. Taliban fighters again responded violently. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's not sold yet on getting a coronavirus booster shot.
It doesn't change your protection for death or serious illness. They think the booster will help reduce the chance that you have effectively a mild infection. And so I think people can look at that and ask themselves whether that's something that they think is good.
President Biden says he and his wife will get a booster shot in December, 8 months after getting their second shots. A federal appeals court is upholding a Texas law outlawing an abortion method commonly used to end second trimester pregnancies. The Biden administration says it will automatically erase student loan debt for more than 300,000 Americans with disabilities that leave them unable to earn significant incomes. The number of incidents involving unruly passengers on airlines is growing, and so are the fines imposed by federal safety officials. The FAA says its proposed fines against 34 more passengers push the total of potential penalties to more than $1 million this year. This is AP News. The CDC director is explaining why Americans should get a booster coronavirus shot.
The plan is for Americans to start getting boosters the week of September 20th, but do we really need them? CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky answered that question on the Today Show.
We have not yet seen the data, but we are hopeful that the booster will not only protect you, give you a higher level of protection, not just against the Delta variant, but against a broad range of variants, but it might also decrease the level of virus that you have and make it less transmissible.
So you'd get a booster 8 months after getting the second Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. Those who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will probably also need a booster, say officials, but they're waiting for more data. I'm Rita Foley.
Hurricane Grace struck Mexico's Caribbean coast just south of the ancient Mayan temple of Tulum, pushing a dangerous storm surge. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.